Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy. It is Lesser Spell Dream. Fifth level. Range is touch.
Did you say fourth level or fifth level?
Four. Touch. DS. 1T. Casting time, one turn. Duration, one turn per level. Affects one creature. Can only work on a sleeping being. And you can remove any spell of fourth level or less that's already in effect on the recipient. The spell's effects are unraveled slowly without doing harm to the caster or of the spell dream or the recipient without triggering any spell traps or defensive effects. This occurs during an enforced slumber, which can be broken by any physical attack on the recipient, such as such an event will jolt the recipient into instant alertness. This enforced slumber is accompanied by dreams, and the caster of the spell can choose one image per level to feature in these dreams. Typically, the caster shapes a sequence of images showing this recipient how they came to be enspelled or why the caster has chosen to remove those spells. While a spell dream is unfolded in the recipient's mind, the target creature cannot be contacted or influenced by any other being. Thus, a wizard can pass information to a recipient who is under magic thought surveillance without risk of the information being detected. So in other words, basically, while they're sleeping, you cause them to have a dream. It's an intense dream. And for every level, you get to put one image. You pick what the image is in the dream.
Okay.
And that way you can communicate with them and nobody can see it from the outside. As well as you get to remove any spells up to fourth level that are affecting them.
Okay, and did you say it's verbal and somatic? Yes.
Correct. Okay. And so the recipient is allowed to save it over a spell with a -4 penalty. A successful save negates this spell, and the intended recipient instantly awakens. So you can choose. You can do it on people that are not willing, is the point. Mm-hmm. But if you do it on people that are not willing, they get a save at -4. And if they make their save, they wake up and don't have the dream. And that's the next to the last scroll. It's the only thing on it.
Okay.
And the last one. Is it there? I think it's there.
Do I have to roll to know these as well?
Yeah. For purposes of what I'm writing, you will.
So I think I'd be able to make the obsidian thing that I need for that.
Maybe. It's going to be tricky.
Is obsidian considered a gem?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, and then this one is called Zala's, Z-A-L-A apostrophe S, Disruption. Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. It's Zala's Deception. Zala's Deception.
They both sound cool.
And it's fifth level. Range 0. VS.
Look at the whole entire.
5 segments. 1 round per level. 50-foot radius circle. No save. And basically, it combines the effects of mirror image and blink. Creates 2 or more exact duplicates within 50 feet of you. Your true location jumps randomly from image to image at the beginning of each round before any other action occurs. So you get D4 illusory duplicates plus 1 image for every 5 levels. And unlike the mirror image spell, your duplicates do not vanish when struck.
Alright, so it's 1 for duplicates plus 1 per 5 levels?
Correct.
Minimum of 2?
Correct. And so, if a creature successfully strikes an image in hand-to-hand combat at any time during the round, then the creature is allowed a saving throw versus spell, and if successful, the duplicate vanishes. Otherwise, you have considerable control over the movement of the duplicates, which will not become entangled with walls, furniture, or other obstacles. If you take a full round to cast the spell, the images will appear in precisely the spots and orientation that you desire instead of being generally placed by the Dungeon Master. And after that, the images mimic the caster's general movements in a believable fashion. They can be dispelled normally, and things like true seeing see through them.
Question?
Yes.
When I increase my intelligence to 19 for the transfer roll, does it increase my transfer roll?
Does it? Yes.
So instead of 19 or less, it's 20 or less? Minus however many spells are...
Yes.
Involved.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Autumn, you ready now?
Yeah.
A little flashback moment there. All right, so you have a new friend that's a weasel.
And
and you're thinking about being courageous to release some friends and see if they decide to stay?
Okay, so I'm going to let the weasel play around a little bit, and I'm going to talk to him during the end.
What's the role I have to make to know
you? Oh, okay. Because I'm going to ask him what's his name, and if you don't have a name, I'm going to...
I'll ask him if he wants a name, and if he wants me to give
pretty
him sure
a name,
because
if not, I'll...
75%.
Besides that, I might have a few things to say to certain animals.
It's not
okay.
Exactly.
So, the first animal I want to start with... Hold on, let me
erase
this. It was
like
90, he had 18. Mine's 75 and I have 17. We just take the second digit.
Don't confuse it, just make the roll.
Alright, so 42. I think the first animal I really want to start with would have to be...
51, I know the second one.
The chipmunk.
Okay.
He was around longest.
He was. He's the old guy.
And I don't, if he really wants to go have a life somewhere else, you know, I don't want to have him, like, keep holding him around if he don't, you know, feel comfortable with other animals like this. So, yeah, I'm going to talk to him first.
Okay. What do you say?
Okay, so I'm really going to try to be serious about this. I have some things to say to you, and I'm going to let you make a choice. And this choice will... be if you decide to stay around or not. Before I tell you what I'm going to tell you,
he's looking very intently.
You
have a hard time looking seriously into his face because it's kind of short and pointy.
Yeah. I did cast Animal Friendship on him, right?
Yes, he's okay. Animal Friendship.
So
he was the first one you ever did that with.
Yeah. When I first met you, I first started on my journey, and I met you.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to befriend you, and I cast Animal Friendship on you, which is a spell that you use to have an animal become your friend if you hang out with them within an hour or longer. Now I don't know if you see it this way. I believe you're very, you know, I believe you're one of my closest friends. I've had you the longest. But if you want to have a life outside of adventure and, you know, putting yourself in danger all the time, I'm willing to let you go.
Uh-huh. You want me to go?
No, I don't, but if you want to, it's your choice. I'm not going to hold you back anymore. And yes, there will be probably animals that you might not get along with, but I'd be willing to, you know, make sure you'll never get harmed if you stay.
Huh. Well, I gotta tell ya, sometimes we don't get enough food, and
I'll definitely get more food.
Sometimes it's dangerous. It's dangerous stuff. There's fire. Yeah. I saw fire. Fire's dangerous. And snakes. Snakes are dangerous too.
Is this a chipmunk? Wasn't he like real pompous, like the like top hat wearing type, monocle type?
So sometimes I think I should go. Like I'm thinking. Like there's chipmunks that are like me, but make little chipmunks, and sometimes I think a lot about those, and I've never really had much experience with those, and it's sort of what was the question again?
If you wanted to leave or not, I'm guessing you want to experience having a family.
That sounds like a lot of work. Can we just get some baby-making chipmunks?
I could, but I don't know if they'll stay around.
Well, they don't have to stay. I just want to have some experiences, you know?
Okay, so listen here. If you stay around, I could get you a classy joint. And I'll let you, you know, have some fun while you're around.
I get food, and I keep it safe, and I get.
I can let you have chipmunks. A night or two to yourself, and you know, let you hang out with other females if you want. You won't. I will come back for you. I'm not gonna leave you. I'm not gonna be that far apart, is what I'm saying. But I will let you, you know, be on your own for a little bit, so that you can, you know, reflect and do what you want, so that you can have free time.
Okay, well.
But if you don't, it's fine.
No, I think I'd rather stay with you if that's okay.
That's fine.
Oh, good. But that offer, you know, if the opportunity arises, especially there's certain times of year where that really.
Yeah. Try finding a spot where there are other chipmunks, so I can help you get more experience with females. Okay.
Okay. Great.
Now, if you let me, I have to talk to the other animals because I'm gonna try seeing if they wanna, you know, go out and live on their own.
Okay. Well, hopefully the snakes will go.
I'll talk to them. The baby snake, I'm not sure. Okay, so listen. The baby snake kind of fell into my clothing, so I'm not sure. She's on her own with me, so I mean, unless she really wants to be out there, I mean, I can't change much about that. But if
I don't mind her so much. I just kind of throw her around if she gets in the way.
Don't be mean. She can eat you when she gets bigger. I mean...
I like her a lot less now.
Well, try having a conversation with her. I don't know.
You're having a family.
I don't understand her. She just makes all these noises.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess you can't really speak to her like that.
Also, I don't think she has ears, because I screech really loud at her and she doesn't even notice.
Well, all right, I'll talk to the others. And if I have extra time, I'll come ears. Back to you, okay?
Okay.
Hope to talk to you again soon.
Okay.
And I'll definitely take you up on what you need. I'll give you guys more food, and I'll let you guys, you know, get out a lot more so that you have
He struts away as you're still talking. He says, I feel a lot better about this already.
The next ones, I'm going to say Max for last, the wolf.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Definitely going... Hold on. I forgot which animals I even had.
I got to start keeping track of your menagerie.
Sure,
you're going to need a zookeeper. Oh, wait, you are the zookeeper.
Is the horse still with us?
No, the horse is in the keep.
Oh, are we ever going back?
Yeah.
Oh, well then, never mind.
I don't think the horse was animal friendship, though. I think he's just a horse.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the only ones I have to talk to is the two snakes and then the men. But I'm
right.
Pretty sure those are all the ones I have anyways.
Except your new weasel, if you want to talk to him.
Oh, no. That's
not
going to
release him yet. A little too early.
Yeah.
I know you don't know me well, but if you want to leave, you can.
Okay.
No.
See ya.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for stopping
by. I'm going to talk to both the baby snake and the adult snake at the same time. Well, he's not an adult, but he's getting there. I'm definitely going to, you know, be a little easier since the baby snake is around.
Be a little easier than you were on the chipmunk? I'll get you more food. I'll do whatever you need. Just
no, I wasn't bribing him. I'm being honest.
Develop a new power.
Develop a new power.
Yeah, so once I was enhanced, when I was developed, you flip it to see what your character did during that session, remember? The team champions I ran
good
for like 3 years.
I'm really worried about Max. He's
oh, I remember old. That.
All right. Who's next?
Both the snakes, but I'm going to be a lot easier since the baby's old.
Okay. Yeah, you got to talk to the baby in small words.
Okay, so I'm going to explain the baby a little easier, and then I'm going to take the big snake away and actually let them know what happened.
Okay.
Would they bite me if they took it the wrong way?
No, probably not.
Oh, okay.
Unlikely.
So, I got a question.
This is the adult?
No, talk to the baby.
Baby snake first, okay.
What's your question?
I'm a baby.
I find this adorable.
I saw you talking to that chipmunk.
I'm sorry if he mistreats you. He's just really old. He's an old fart.
Low Moon Adventures. It's deadly, it's role playing, and yet, let's roll.
Yes, he lips.
Huh?
He lips.
Yeah.
He's like me.
Okay.
Someday I'll eat him, I think. It's gonna take him out of his misery.
Okay, so...
But now I could only eat his leg, which would leave him in misery and would not be fun for him.
So, you remember...
I could eat his head. If I eat his head, then he won't notice.
Okay, so back to the question. You remember the day how you fell into my clothes and you were separated from, you know, the other snakes and how you felt a little lonely, right?
Yes, the day we left the hive.
So... Do you ever feel like you want to go back to, you know, having a normal life without all this danger and stuff?
I don't know what you mean. Normal. Danger.
So...
Are you offering me food?
I don't think I'm going to talk to the baby now. I'm going to talk to her. She grows up.
Low Moon Adventures. It's deadly, it's role-playing, and yet, let's roll.
I'm going to hold her against her will until she's old enough to understand.
All right, baby, you have passed the age of innocence. What's it going to be?
I'm going to wait. I don't think she's going to understand if I, you know, put it in these words. She just wants food. Okay, so I'm going to talk to the older snake. Hopefully,
I
can get more understanding out of
you. You're keeping me captive. It's all right. I'll stay. Okay. Okay, nice talk.
Anything yep, I'll talk to you later. If you want, you can go out and chase around some...
I know that now.
See if you can find an egg or two lying around somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, eggs.
See, okay. I know you always had your best interest.
All right.
My best interest.
Thanks.
Just be careful out there, okay?
You kidnapped me.
Okay.
It could be for my family.
All right, come back soon.
See ya.
All right.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta hold all your animals till they have Stockholm syndrome.
No.
And identify with their captor.
Oh, they already have that. They have
okay.
it like day one. They get Stockholm syndrome day one.
Okay.
That's the subtext under animal friendship. It says
yeah.
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah. That's basically what that is.
Okay. So I'm gonna talk
I totally
to
get
the
why I should make my family go with you.
Okay. In a more serious tone, because I don't think I can do that.
That makes a lot
okay.
of sense to me.
It does.
So you remember. You remember the day you were in that bed and I found you and we became good friends, right?
Yes, yes, I remember that day.
Do you like hanging around the way you usually do? Do you like, are you comfortable?
Being slithering everywhere.
So, if I were to give you a chance to go back and, you know, live on your own and everything, would you? Because, listen, before you give an answer, when I met you, you were actually aggressive
yes,
towards me.
Get me out of here. Yes.
because I, before we actually became friends, I casted a spell on you. It's called Animal Friendship, so that we could become friends, because I thought, and I didn't want to kill you, because...
Tricky.
I didn't want to kill you, because I thought you were going to be a good friend, and... I don't want to, you know, I wasn't going to kill you, but if you would have attacked me and wounded me seriously, I would have had to do at least something. Yes. Like, if someone were to wound you... I would never do that. So, what I'm trying to get at here is, I want to know if you would like... Have I offended you? No, 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 no. You would never offend me. I just had some time to reflect, and I didn't want to hold you against your will. If you don't want to be here, I'm not going to force you. Because sometimes it's going to be really dangerous with me, because I have to face people almost.
Yes, I have seen this.
Yeah.
It gets also, really... also, there's that chipmunk.
Yeah. He was my first friend. Please, I know you guys don't get along well, but he's stubborn. He's
probably a third or he's old. Or second.
Okay.
Jeez. You could use it to make a chipmunk.
He's smart.
Good. You know, second on the spot. I don't have
any smart enough candy to not get eaten yet.
Yeah, we'll work on that. But if you want to eat more and, you know, get, like, make have, you know, little baby snakes if you wanted to, I would be willing to let you go so that you could have your own experiences outside of most dangers.
So you're saying I could leave?
If you really want to, I'm not going to hold you against your will. Because if I hold you against your will, I'm going to feel really bad. Because I really like you guys. You guys are really special to me.
I don't always see all that well. But it seems like we've come quite a long way together.
Yes, we actually have. Yeah, it's been...
If I decided to leave, could we go somewhere warmer?
We as in you, or we as in me and you?
Are you saying if I decided to leave, then wherever I go, I have to go by myself? Like I have to crawl, I have to slither to get there? Like a normal snake?
If you want to... Okay, so listen, what I'm trying to say is, if you want to stay with me, you are allowed. I'm not going to say, no, you can't do that, because I like you. You're my friend.
Are you trying to get rid of me because I put on a little weight?
No. I'm not trying to get rid of you. I'm asking if you want freedom for yourself.
Freedom.
You wouldn't have to deal with me or the chipmunk or anything like that ever again.
You had to bring that up again, didn't you?
I'm just saying, but...
Every time I think about it, my stomach rumbles.
I can let you go get some food if you want, or I can, you know, get some food. I mean...
Okay, so you're saying I can just go.
If you really want to, but if...
But I can stay too.
Yes.
And now I have to decide... If I go, or if I stay.
But listen, if you go and leave, unless you're going to hunt, if you actually leave, I cannot come with you. I have to
go by myself.
Yes.
To slither like a normal snake.
Yes.
You won't take me warmer places.
I could take you warmer places, depending on where we go. But I'll try keeping you in a warm place so that you won't have to, you know... Slither on the ground, I'll carry you around my neck as long as you don't try to choke me. But besides that, if you stay around, yes, I'll try keeping you warmer. I'll, like, you know, get a little scarf I can wrap up around you so that you're more comfortable.
Doesn't work like that.
Well, how long do I have to decide?
I'll give you as long as you need, but... I have a limited time to talk to you, so I'll talk to the wolf next, and I'll come back to you probably towards the end as well. Are you alright with that? Because the baby snake, I talked to her. I talked to her.
That's fine.
And she don't understand, so
she's little. Her brain is small.
Yeah.
She
she thinks little thoughts.
Pretty much.
So, I will stay here and contemplate my choices.
All right. While you do that, think about slithering on the ground again. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. I won't be carrying you around anymore, you big fat chubby snake.
I wasn't calling it fat, jeez. Okay, so I'm gonna talk to the wolf now. This one's gonna be a heartbreak if he leaves.
Yep, this is the one. And threw a lot together, saved your life a couple of times.
Oh, more than a couple. I almost died like millions of times. Right. And he saved me each time.
I'm loaded for dinner.
Okay. So,
I wondered if you'd get around to talking to me.
I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
You're going to be the hardest person I talk to. I don't know if you heard the other conversations or not.
Yeah, but I don't understand what you were saying.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
First there was a lot of... And then there was a lot of...
Well, yeah, they're different species. Anyways. You... haven't been around longer than the chipmunk, but you have been...
Just a second. He sits down and licks his privates, and then he gets back up. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Try not to do much of that, please. I'm really going to try to be serious with you. Like, it's a serious conversation.
It was very serious. Hard to contemplate important things when your testicles are itching.
Okay, so, on to the question. So, you remember when we found you, when you were out in the wild?
I have to agree.
And, and I healed you, and I became your friend.
Yes, it was an axe, I think.
I tried to save you from that. I told him not to. I promise you I told him not to. So I took you with me and you became my friend.
Yes.
I did, however...
Yes, true.
I'm going to put him while he's doing that. I'm going to try to get home.
Okay.
Anyways, but I did, in order for you to become my friend, I did have to use a spell called Animal Friendship.
A spell?
Yes, it's something that kind of... The spell kind of bonds me and a creature, such as yourself.
Oh.
And, well,
that's good.
Yeah. It, like, that's, you know, the only problem is sometimes it gets...
It gives us instant status.
Instantly forces you to accept my friend or blood.
Anyways, yes, that's right. Sometimes some of the animals don't really want to be friends when... You don't cast a spell. Like, you were kind of aggressive before we were friends. You tried to attack my team, and now we're friends.
I think I was dying.
Yeah, I healed you. You're good. I would never leave you to die. I promise you that.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so would you ever want to go back out where you were again?
Leave the pack?
Find your own pack that's with, like, a bunch of other wolves again.
Oh, no, don't leave the pack. That's dangerous. Very, no. Stay part of the pack.
You want to stay?
The pack, yes, it's the pack. Wait. Is this a pack?
Yeah. I mean, it's, well, I call it more of a party, you know, a group of people. But, I mean, yes, you'd be technically part of the pack. More like family, you know. Except for some people don't see it that way, but yeah.
I think I should stay in the pack. I'm safer in the pack.
I just wish to spell that
hurry. Alright, that's fine. Do you have anything you worry about? Like, am I not feeding you guys enough? Do you guys want to go, like, you know, have time for yourself? Like, wander around and go hunt or something like that? Is there something I should change?
I hunt some. Whenever I feel like it.
Do you feel like it's ever too cold? Do you have anything to complain about? Do you have any complaints?
You mean...
Something like you don't like.
Members of the pack that don't belong?
Yeah.
Well... I don't really like the snake.
Yeah, wait, the baby one or the big one?
You hit
The big one.
At least she's more mature than the baby one. I tried to talk to the baby one about this, and she didn't really understand.
Well, I don't mind her.
Yeah, she's really nice, but I gotta wait for her to mature to ask if she wants to leave or not. Because I can't, you know, leave her out there to die, so.
Also, sometimes I think I could be in charge.
Of the other animals or our party?
Of the whole pack. Sometimes I'm the only one awake and everyone is sleeping.
Okay, at night, yeah, you are. You're definitely in charge, okay? You can always keep guard, you can do what you want.
So I don't have to put my teeth around their throat to show that I'm in charge?
No, you don't have to do that. I mean, if you feel like one of the team members, like the short one, you know, you can do that, but you know. You don't have to. And I would prefer you not because, you know, at night we're all asleep, we can't do anything, but you could do, you know, you could protect us. You could be the pack leader at night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sometimes there'll be people keeping out and you can help them. But you gotta show them, like, look, like if you see something that they don't, try getting their attention.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. The short one doesn't like it when I sniff his butt. Is that a problem?
No, he just got a stinky butt. He just don't want people smelling it.
No, actually, he has one of the better butts for sniffing.
Donuts.
He believes it's very stinky.
Okay, whatever. So, I guess as long as I can sniff everybody when I want to, and I won't put my teeth around their throats while they're sleeping, and I'll be in charge while everyone's asleep.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's fair.
Alright,
In that case, I'm going to stay with the pack. I choose to stay with the pack.
Thank you. I got to go back to two animals right now. They're cold. So, I'll talk to you.
Okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Okay, bye. If you want, you know, go outside and, you know.
I just remembered that was like 5 minutes ago, too. But I was being an animal at the time, so. You definitely need to put a dead denim.
I'm going to talk to the weasel, but not about leaving.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to call him over. I don't know. I didn't give him a name yet, so I'm just going to, you know, try getting his attention.
You didn't refer to any of them by name.
Nope.
I actually...
New Heights is a church that believes in reaching new heights in Jesus. Everyone's on a journey. Let's all work together to take the next step.
Did, like, everyone except for the weasel.
Who? I didn't hear you say anyone.
I don't have to say their names.
Yeah. That's what refer to them by name means.
All right, anyway, so you're talking to the weasel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the weasel like that. So what am I supposed to do? Be like...
Weasel, your name is now... Okay. Ron.
Yeah.
Ron Weasley. Weasley.
Okay.
You are no longer a muggle.
Okay. Okay. Hi.
Wow.
How are you?
Is this a goose?
I'm good.
So I got a question. What's your name?
What?
Do you have a name?
A what?
So, a name is something I could call you. Like, my name is Janny. You could call me Janny when I can understand you.
Normally, I don't understand you.
Yeah, that's because I don't speak your language. But right now, I have something that I could use.
Well, if you just speak to me in my language, I'll know you're talking to me.
You're right, but I can't always do that.
You're the smart weasel.
Okay. Well, if you can't do that and you call me by name, how will I know what you're saying? Because you won't be talking in a language I can understand.
Okay, so how about this? When I can't understand you no more, I'll directly call you by something. And you'll, like, as soon as the spell wears off, I'll try, you know, repeating this name over and over and see if you reply, okay? That'll be the only thing I'll say.
Okay. And whatever that is, that's my name.
Yeah. Do you want to choose your name?
I don't know how.
Okay, so... A name is basically something you want to call. Like, you can make up any name you want. I mean, but if you really don't want to pick a name, I'll pick it for you if you're comfortable George. With it.
Oh, like, does it have to do with me?
It could be anything, actually.
Just how about sunshine on my belly on a warm rock?
How about sunshine?
It's kind of short.
That name's supposed to be short, so you don't have to say a long sentence every time you talk to him.
Right, but everybody has sunshine. Only I have sunshine on my belly on a warm rock.
Hold up.
He's not wrong.
How about I call you sunshine?
Okay.
When you can talk to me.
Sure. That's fine. But then I gotta choose your name, okay?
How about on my belly on a warm rock? That's what's left.
How about belly?
Belly?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. That sounds like a slur.
Oh, you know what slurs are, though. Do you want me to call
her up? Wait a minute. Everybody has a belly.
Hold on.
How about my belly? That way I'll know you're talking about my belly.
Hold on. You like heat, right?
Warmth?
Yeah.
Usually. Except when I'm hot. Then I like cool. Would that be better? Cool breeze on a hot day on my warm belly on a warm rock, something like that.
So you like it to be just warm. Not cold, not hot, in the middle.
Well, sometimes. I like it to be cool when I'm hot, and hot when I'm cool.
This is a very progressive conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, I'm hot. Or cold.
Should make this weasel
what else do you like?
This weasel needs to be a lawyer.
I like you.
Aw, thank you. That's nice.
That's a good name, you.
How about sunshine my belly?
How about sunny?
It's going to get shorter now.
I'm going to call you sunshine and I'm sunny?
Yeah.
That sounds a little strange.
Or you could, okay, how about this? I call you sunny, since you like sunshine. You know, you like it to be warm or...
Only on when I'm cold.
Right now it's cold, okay? We're going to say it's cold.
How about if you call me warm when I'm cold and cold when I'm warm?
Okay, so how about sunny when you're cold? And then...
And then, like, coolly when I'm warm? How do we get to sunny, anyway? I thought it was sunshine.
You just...
The druid's been broken.
Are you frustrating?
No, I'm fine. I just got this one. No, I'm fine. Just made me think about
being stung by a weasel right now.
Are you frustrating?
Very.
Got any grubs?
Got any what?
Grubs.
Grubs?
Like the bugs you pull off from under rocks and logs. That's what I like to eat. Grubs. You carry go, any on
after
you?
After we're done talking, you can go look for some.
Carry any on you?
Okay.
You don't like work?
Well, I was looking for grubs, and then we stopped to spend time together, and so I would have been done by now.
I could call you lazy.
Lazy?
Yeah.
What's that?
Lazy is a word for relax.
Oh, that sounds good. Call me lazy.
All right.
I relax a lot. It's true. Preferably on a warm rock in the sun.
Well, your name's not lazy.
All right. Sounds good.
I do have to go back to someone else because I need to figure out if, you know, he's...
I guess I'm going back to grub hunting for now.
Yep.
Otherwise, I'm likely to starve to death.
I'll help you later. I promise.
Awesome. You have, like, even more appendages than I do.
Okay. Talk to you later then, before my time runs off anyways.
Bye. He jumps away.
Lazy the weasel.
Lazy the weasel.
Okay.
Lazy weasel.
Now I'm going to talk to the... Hold up. I know I wrote his name. If not, he doesn't have a name.
Timothy. Wait, which one is it?
The older snake.
The older snake?
Yeah. I don't think I wrote that down. No, I didn't. I never gave him a name.
Snake.
I don't know if he doesn't have a name.
I never gave him a name.
Well, that explains why his morale is so low.
I'll ask him.
Call him Luke.
Okay, so have you made a decision? And if so, I have another question for you.
Severus Snake.
He says, I've been thinking about it. I think I'm going to go. It's not that I don't appreciate being carried around from place to place, but I just don't feel I fit in here.
What do you mean?
Well, there's only really a couple of kinds of animals in this den. Some are bigger, have feet. Others are smaller, and I'm not allowed to eat them. And so...
That's the point. You're supposed to be unique. You're supposed to stand out.
Yes, well...
But if you really want to leave, I understand.
I'm used to surrounding myself with others of my kind.
You used to fitting in?
I suppose.
Well, now I don't have to ask the question anymore.
Well, if we meet again, I won't try to eat you.
And I won't try to capture you again. And hopefully we can speak like this again. And I didn't mean that capture way as in kidnap, by the way. Maybe, but no.
It's not kidnap, it's snake nap.
Right.
So, I just go?
Yeah.
I better get started. It's a long way.
Would you like me to carry you off somewhere before you go? So that you don't have to make
your... Take me back to where you found me. It's about 300 miles.
So, about that, what kind of places are you comfortable in?
By the way, I can't even remember where I found you at.
Cool, dark place with other snakes.
Do you think the woods would be nice?
Literally where she's at right now. This place looks pretty good to me.
Well,
I'll give it a try.
Sorry.
You have to be careful. I'm going to let you know this because there are other things around that would want to eat you. Because they have nothing else to eat.
Well, I'm used to dealing with that.
What? Try to eat you. An owl?
There was an owl once. And a really big, I guess you'd call it an eagle. Came down from the sky. It had a white hat. Well, it's been nice traveling with you. Would you mind if I give you a hug before I go?
Yeah.
And
he constricts around your leg.
Or I just
constricts around your neck.
Alright, all right. Then he leaves.
Oh, I was going to take him out to the woods, but alright.
Oh, you're close enough to the woods now. You just found the weasel.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I thought I went back to the keep.
No, you wouldn't have been able to take him back to the keep until you spent the hour with him.
Alright, well...
Not without risking him getting afraid and running away.
Yeah.
Okay, so no big snake. Only little snake.
Well, I was surprised most stayed. I actually thought he was going to stay, though. I really did.
Thought the big snake was going to stay? Well, yeah, because he didn't want to be carried around. Or he wanted to be carried around, so he had to slither himself.
He made it seem like... That being without me was like such a hassle, and he liked being with me. So I mean,
yeah. Well, he had to decide between
yeah.
What was like? He had to decide what was more important.
Yeah. By the way, did I ever get informed when that owl egg was supposed to be done?
You have not heard anything.
Would they automatically try to...
They were supposed to inform you when it was getting close.
When it seemed to be getting close.
I only made one transfer roll this time. That's weird.
How far away is it?
That is unlike Brunson.
Usually I'm transferring a bunch of stuff down to the first and second level spells. Or first and third.
Do you need to transfer up now? Or?
That's a good question.
Can't transfer up, as far as I understand. Dan, can you transfer up?
Yep.
Really?
Huh. I thought we discussed that last time.
So I can transfer fire. Like 2 seconds into a four.
Wait, so does that count for the...
If you normally have fourth level spells, it just counts as three spells.
Okay.
Does that count for the unicorn too, or no?
No, the unicorn is an item. So. As long as you have the medallion, you have the unicorn. Well, although it can still... decline to participate, not let you ride.
That's fine. I'm not going to get mad at it. For it. But sometimes I might get a little agitated because I might need it, like, severely.
Well, if that's the case, just cast poison on it.
That's just like saying, well, since you don't want to do this... Yeah.
And in all fairness, a unicorn is not really an animal. It's more of a monster or a mythical beast.
Magical beast.
Yeah. You shall do what I say or die.
So, we carry animal friendship.
I'll poison you if you do not do my bidding.
Check out the Prince Albert series, Lamunian Adventures, on Kindle Readers.
Monster
Adventure. Okay, now, in theory, because the wolf, at least, chose of his own free will to stay with you, and the chipmunk, they both can theoretically start getting experience, and then they'll get stronger. Once they've gotten one full hit dice stronger...
So are they taking party shares with experience?
No, they...
Good.
They get the equivalent of, assuming that she's there, they get the equivalent of a half a share of whatever she gets.
So that takes away from my experience.
No. It's that's just how we generate.
No, you numbers. Just get free magic experience out of the air.
Great for them.
Yeah.
But
they have to be exposed to risk and participate just like anybody else to get any experience at all.
Basically, now that they decide to stay around,
so
they can
start
doing
push-ups.
So, is it
risky to pick a lock?
NPCs now.
What's that?
The wolf's going to be doing
one. Is it risky to pick a lock?
Push-ups.
This changes my mind.
It's part of the adventure, yeah.
Because NPCs take our experience.
I'm going to just make a lock and then have
a wolf's in their box and a piece of...
Stand
on
links.
Wait, speaking of locks, I got to get that one box open. Wasn't that for my mom?
Yeah, we haven't done any of that in a long time.
I wonder if the chipmunk would be able to open
it. I love the wolf. It's
for hours total.
The wolf.
It's a thrill of the bark.
Okay. We've now sorted out our animal companions issues. Went up, down, up one and down one. So you got the same number you had before.
Hey, it really didn't thin the herd.
Probably good that the big snake went away because his morale was kind of low. He probably would have eventually eaten the chipmunk. And you'd be like, uh-oh, I lost the chipmunk.
Is that the reason why you decided to let him go?
No, I rolled the dice.
Dude, Tommy got to start training the chipmunk as a thief now.
learn spell chance, do I make it or fail it?
Huh?
My learn spell 75%.
They go part
me. So I got a question.
A chip art.
If I start letting them pick more locks, would his percentage go up?
In theory, yeah.
That'd be awesome. A chip
go up with his level, essentially.
Right.
A barded chipmunk.
Would I have to start keeping track of their levels?
No, I'll keep track of it.
Can you imagine inspiration?
I'll let you know if it's progressing, but I'll keep track of it.
Every morning, the wolf and the chipmunk will be next to each other.
Oh, speaking of which, I'm probably going to get the chipmunk.
Unless it gets to be too much work, in which case, then you can keep track of it.
I'm definitely going to feed the chipmunk real quick, because I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to go ahead and say I will and then don't. So, yeah.
And you're going to have to keep your eye out for a female chipmunk, apparently. At least one to come by a visit.
Oh, he's trying to get some
chipmunk around.
Speaking of which, wouldn't they be in the forest?
Dirt tree on the left.
Wouldn't what?
Wouldn't they be in the forest?
It could be, yeah. Very early spring now, so.
So right now would be a possible time?
No, they're probably not out very much yet. But it's soon. Okay.
Just start baiting traps around
the keep. Oh. So Janny returns to the castle. You search the island. Unfortunately, it appears that the lone sea wolf who came back in the middle of the night did carry off some things that, you know, may have been the best, the kind of the cream of the crop, as it were.
We got the alchemical supplies, right?
Yeah, you have all the, none of those got taken.
Okay, good.
As far as you know, anyway, unless she had something on her when she went down.
And Charlotte and I believe.
Oh, well, we got her body, right?
Yeah, you have her body. So her
Man,
master can bring
Charlotte,
back
you should
down
be tracking that sea wolf.
Yeah, see if it might lead to a tunnel or something.
It's loaded down with all the loot.
Yeah, well, he left the island going southeast, so you'd have to try to find a place where he went ashore if he did. This river, it goes for dozens of miles in both directions. So.
Yeah, these off either, I'm not going to worry about them.
Yeah, it's not going
to
be.
I just want to track them to know where it's at.
Yeah, he left the island. And there are no sign of any others. There, it looks like there are the remains of roughly 300 dead bodies on the island.
Nice.
You didn't actually count, but I mean, you're in the hundreds of, like, femur bones, for example, chest cavities, stuff like that. So apparently these guys have been preying on river traffic for quite some time, and Sonaris did tell you, that they would brag about taking out whole ships and then sinking the ship so that nobody ever knew what happened to it.
Oh. So it'd be a bunch of sunken ships down here.
Yeah, or they were going further out. But you go west of here, you head out toward the eastern portion of the Great Southern Sea.
See if we can find some treasures.
Yeah.
Matey. Find the berries.
So,
is some of the party treasure going right now?
As far as the actual hoard, the area of where it had remained, there was money. Don't put this in party treasure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know. Some of you might not want to carry, but.
Well, if they come back and get Brunson, maybe he can do something about that.
Well, you can always shuffle it on down the line, give it to the servants and stuff like that, too. So there's 400 copper. What was that? 340 silver. Electrum. 40 gold pieces. 25 platinum. There are two small gems, which are of indeterminate value unless you actually let somebody appraise them. Put my gem back in here or not? Put that way. Did it. Basil, we're going to appraise the gems?
Sure.
I'm just going to do it that way. Keep it nice. Roll a d20.
15.
First one is probably about 180. The second one?
2.
The second one about 240. What's your guess on that?
I put 180-ish. And 240-ish.
All right. And then, again, this is only in the vicinity now. People could pour over the island and search it more in depth, like what might have been left on bodies and things like that.
Something Jamie could do. While
somebody want to roll the dice for this?
Can I just let them know a spell that I have in memory? Are we like fast-forwarding you guys?
Sure.
I have a detect secret passages and portals spell.
That's cool.
So if there's any hidden passages or something.
Do you have a prep too?
Hmm?
Do you have a prep right now? Or?
Yeah, it's memorized.
Do you want to go with us tonight?
And I have an item spell, so we find a bunch of stuff right on item and shrink it down. Carry easier.
Do you want to go with us to the island?
Sure.
So far, as far as I'm aware, it's me, Charlotte, and Brent.
Okay, so we'll send all this.
As long as it's not dangerous.
We're going to go fast on this because we're out of time.
Oh, there it is. 75?
Armor and shield. Rolls and dice.
32. Excuse me.
It's a suit of plate mail.
Present for Jake. Is it nice looking too?
Somebody have tech magic?
I don't.
I have the spell magic.
So me can, too.
If it is magical, you can make it non-magical for 10 minutes.
There you go.
Anyway, well, it's a, it looks like a pretty good, or someone could put it on.
See if it shrinks.
And but if it's,
but if, well, they tend to shrink and adjust if they're magical, but if they're cursed, once you put them on, you can't get them off. So it's kind of a tough way to find out.
Yeah, put it on.
Roll.
I could benefit from it. 19.
Roll again.
I'm gonna go that route. 73.
A potion.
A potion?
Yes, it's a potion.
Can I help him?
How did we get the treasure? What did I miss?
This is on the island.
What?
You fell asleep.
It's on the island with the sea wolves.
The island with the sea wolves.
The sea wolf island.
Wait.
Whisper, whisper, whisper.
I might be about to make the greatest boat ever.
Immune to cannonballs, really?
Yeah, like, you won't be able to put holes in it or anything.
Do you even know what a cannonball is?
Yeah.
It's just a small drought. Ow. It's like this big. It's about 3 inches tall in a chocolate-colored bottle.
The potion?
Yep.
I'm saying, this ship won't be able to take any damage.
38.
Because it'll be in a perpetual state of perfect condition.
I'm saying, where did you see cannons? Roll. Where have you seen cannons as cannonballs?
Like, have you ever actually encountered them? 91.
There's not, like, black powder cannons on the ship and stuff here.
Is there really not?
Okay.
It's not advanced like that.
We have black powder pistols.
The gold ring, and it has just slightly enlarged top on it, and it has a fist.
There are in Lomun, but have we ever
like a knuckles on a fist?
Yeah, fist ring.
But they exist.
Yes, we have.
Gold fist ring.
Gold fist
ring. That sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah, VJ used one.
VJ used a black powder pistol. It was broken.
Oh, I should have took item or identify.
Okay. And roll again.
Use it like it's never been used, so technically we know exactly what it'll look like.
And again.
52.
But the point is, it would be invulnerable to catapults. Can we put a catapult on our boat? Let me get one.
Trebuchet.
Sorry, I don't know how to use that.
Short sword.
Why use all that tension when you could just use the power of gravity?
My former life kind of creeps up.
Okay.
What's the sword look like?
We're gonna have to lose him anyway. Alright, so that's what you find at the area. Now, if you want to scour the island, you can potentially find more.
I just told them I have a detect secret passages and portal spell.
Yes. And if you use that, you can find the secret door that leads into the tunnel that leads to the dungeon. I got a few of them.
I'd like to make a boat.
Okay.
Where
are we boating them?
They can make a boat?
I have a boat that folds out of a box.
We know.
I'm going to make a boat with cannons.
Okay.
Again, you don't know what cannons are.
I was joking because you said I didn't know what a cannon was.
Now, ballista and catapults, yeah. Ships have those.
Harpoon guns.
No guns. Ballista and catapults.
Laser cannons.
No. Those are dragon men.
Shield generators.
Dragon men have stuff like that.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Can you know they fly around on spaceships.
Oh, those astro space
they laser pistols.
They had.
No, I don't know where that. But we should do that.
Oh, we could be Lomun Low Moon Uprising. In space! Space! Space!
The final frontier.
We should, after we finish this thing that we're helping Jackdo with, we should go to astral space. I heard you can fly ship. There are like these certain ships that you can fly with psionics too. It makes me a pilot.
No thanks. Astral space is dangerous.
So? Outer space is dangerous on Earth. I mean, I'm in real life.
How do you plan on surviving in astral space?
We'll figure it out when we get there.
Oh, we'll figure it out when we get there and when we're dead?
Got a whole plane rolling up on the
street. I did not see that at all.
I didn't either. It takes you a minute. The whole...
How would we survive in astral space? That's a good question. Let's see. Hey, how would we survive in astral space?
How would you survive?
You take the wings off and roll it.
You don't. Duration, you would not.
But what do we have a method?
You can't breathe.
Natural projection.
Isn't there like
no air?
Isn't there like a ship you can like those psionic ships?
There are astral ships that can go, and some of them are powered. The helms are powered by psionics. Some are powered by music. Some are powered by magic. Some are powered by altering reality.
If you took one of those over, you could breathe on the ship.
Correct. They generate their own atmosphere. The rule of thumb is you can breathe for as long as how much ever atmosphere you can carry in you, which means that per human, this is usually less than 5 minutes. You can be off ship for less than 5 minutes and not suffocate. Because you're bringing in atmosphere, but you can't regenerate it. So it fills with carbon dioxide, and then you die. Dragons, on the other hand, can carry enough atmosphere with them, and they don't technically have to breathe. So they can go, they can fly from planet to planet. Okay, so anyway... you found the secret passage that leads to the dungeon, and so now you have a way to get to and from the island. I just need to know who else is spending time and how much time searching.
I will. Sure. Once we determine that it's safe.
Just the three of us here.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, searching the island.
Oh, okay.
There are the remains of bodies of at least 300 people on the island. You dig through piles of bones.
Yeah, while they're doing all... Well, actually, no, I need 8 hours to memorize, so I'm occupied for...
So around 50 hours, because people are obviously everywhere.
You gotta go back and sleep, right?
Well, yeah, I did that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's what we're
fairly now, but... Because how long did you sleep?
Was it 6 hours sleep?
5.5.
You need 8 hours to sleep?
I had 8 hours to sleep.
I need 8 hours to memorize.
But you only need 6 hours sleep? You can listen to this podcast on your Alexa-enabled device. Just say, Alexa.
What's your highest level spell?
Third.
Yeah, so that's only 6 hours. So that's only 14 total. He slept for 6 and memorized for 8.5. It's 13.5.
I slept for 8, memorized for 5.5.
Oh, I'm sorry. So that's 13.5. So that's almost the same as you.
Oh, okay. So I'm at them.
But everybody's done about the same time.
Then I'd like to repair that tower.
We can handle all that kind of maintenance stuff later.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, repair my tower.
So apparently Bezor's going to help build your keep back up.
Repair both towers, actually.
Making actual structural things like that, not having any knowledge, you're not a stonemason, yeah, those kinds of things.
Baseless.
Debatably. Long term might have issues. Things can cave over, fall down.
Well, those are not going to be hollow towers. They will not be towers people will be going inside of.
I'm just going to make a big solid rock slab, basically. They could hire a stonemason and have them burrow it out.
Hire a miner.
You could first create it, and then you could use more spells later and make holes in it.
Well, it's just for the corners.
To fill in the gaps.
Yeah. So that we actually have walls.
Yes.
You just want to search how long exactly.
Yes, there. Don't forget in that room up there above where the fireplace is, the wall was busted out too, and all they did was just build a wooden wall across it. So filling that in could be huge.
Oh, yeah, I can fix that.
That's why that building's so drafty.
I'll fix that too.
All right. Anyway, so who's searching the island and how much time?
Who's the three of us?
Me.
I don't have a choice. I'm not
two.
There.
You're not there?
I don't think so. Wasn't I still back at the tower?
Everyone was.
Everyone rested.
14 hours passed. Then, even after that, Janny was in the woods for a while.
If you want to be, you can.
Okay. I will be there searching then.
There's three of us. Anybody else?
Four of us.
So if they're searching, will I have time to do things after I repair the towers?
And it depends on what we do.
If you're not leaving today, people could spend as much time on the island search as they want, but once some people have searched, they may find something, and then I assume it's... depends on how you want to do it. You can go and treasure party treasure or whatever. Also, Charlotte needs to have a conversation with the captain and figure out what you're going to do about that, because that the amount of cash that you pulled off the island is by no means enough to compensate him for his loss. And Charlotte certainly doesn't have the money.
Is a new boat not satisfactory?
If you make a new boat that he can actually use, then that will be largely, but it still won't be the same, because you cannot replace what he lost. He also lost all of his personal belongings that were aboard the ship.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention that the ship was in his family for like three generations.
Oh, man, that's why you shouldn't have personal attachments to items.
It's not the Jedi way.
Don't you know this is the low moon?
This is the way.
This is the way.
It's not the Jedi way.
The Jedi way.
We could give him the cash and then refund his boat. We can make a boat. Do you think that would be enough?
Don't know.
Well, that's what... So Jenny and I, Charlotte and him, will, unless somebody else knows.
I could make a bigger boat if I made
negotiate
parts.
That.
Can I have this plate mail?
Or I could try to at least.
He did have a suit of plate mail on board boat.
Do you have detect magic?
Me? I don't have it right now, but I can try to memorize for it.
Hold on.
I mean, I still won't determine if it's cursed or not.
Just tell him, like, we don't know. It could be cursed, so, like,
we have less
careful.
Than 5 minutes, so we're going to have to wrap.
Yeah, it's just...
yeah, it's a first level spell, but it's not memory.
Right. So, between now and next session, I will talk to Jenny, and they'll hash out the captain as far as that goes. Because he literally did come down here only to save the keep, and then wound up losing his ship and all of his personal belongings, all of his crew. So that
the
came
woman
with him,
survived.
Many, yes.
First
she wasn't even part of his crew.
Oh, really?
No. She was the wench that he invited on board when he left the other town.
And she burned down his ship.
Well, they were interrupted. Yes, ma'am.
By the way, I know we cut past this, but I was going to ask the chickmunk if he could teach the weasel, you know, how to lockpick. At some point.
Okay.
At some point.
Yeah, so maybe.
Also,
see how they get along.
I named the weasel Lazy.
The weasel is named Lazy. Got it. All right. So we'll do this real quick and get it on your list if you want to do it. As long as we go very, very quickly. And if everybody's rolling, it shouldn't be a problem. So if you're searching the island for at least a couple hours, if you're willing to contribute that amount of time, then I need to know and we'll roll dice.
Yes.
You in? Okay. Yes. Then you roll 3D3 minus 4. So it could be 0 or below.
I'd like to see if I can study.
What dice I use?
You want to find something?
Yeah.
It's the number of things
shoot,
that you find.
Oh, shoot. I need to get my horse. No. After I do my...
When I was outside by the woods, I kind of wanted to know if I could still scour them. Like, not like... I wasn't looking for...
Minus
three. Yeah. Well, yeah, and I assumed you were. That's how you found the animal.
3D3 minus 4.
So
would
I
correct.
Roll 2?
Okay. Nothing.
5s and 6s.
Do you remember that?
That's
you roll
three.
5s and 6s, so that's...
5 and 6 is 3.
I rolled 2 4s.
I don't think Janny even knows about
that's
the
two,
island.
Four.
No one told her. We haven't
talked
about
that.
So that's a total of 5, minus
so.
4 would be 1. So you found one thing in the board. That's
how it
works. That's 12% how that is.
The goblins.
What'd you roll, Jenny?
A 5, a 2, and a 1.
So that's...
I rolled 2 5s and 6.
So that's 1.
No.
So
4 minus 4 is 0.
Oh, is it 4 minus 4? So... Charlotte didn't find any magic item.
I rolled 2 5s and a 6.
So that's 9 minus 4 is 5.
I have a question.
What'd you roll, Jenny?
After
4, 5, a 2.
My...
Oh, I'm sorry, that's 3.
Oh, yeah, so
B1. 5, yeah, B1.
After I make things, 5. Like boat and the towers, would I have time to go to the city where my horse are at? Could I make that by day? Or by nighttime?
Probably not.
It's more of a party adventure, anyway.
You could if you get a horse from here.
Yeah, that's okay.
Somebody give you a horse. Yeah.
Get a horse.
Or you could run, because you can run for 10 miles.
Hop.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'll just run all the way there.
You could run and then hop and then run and then hop. And then get snagged by another dinosaur.
Okay, so here we go.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I got one. Yep. Centaurus.
I'm gonna run all the way there.
34.
Turkey vultures. Group of turkey vultures takes you out like they did before.
I'm much stronger now.
I'll probably get ready to write down all these things that I found.
Yeah,
out.
They got rid of them all.
All
right, gave them back to the goblins.
I could just hypnotic pattern and color spray.
34. Roll again.
26.
Okay.
Aaron,
it's a scroll.
What'd you find?
I didn't know if I'm writing it down on my paper or if you're keeping it secret.
If I were you, I'd just write them all down on that paper because people are going to find stuff they can't even use. I'm not going to play favorites and figure out what goes to where. For example, he just found
like
a scroll with spells
dagger,
on it. He doesn't do that.
Short sword.
You
could still use it potentially.
Someday.
As my 8th level.
Okay, quickly go.
Okay. They're mage spells.
So. Or are they?
Mage spells?
And you just put there's two of them.
Two spells.
Two mage spells, yeah. That was the only thing you found, right?
Yeah, it was on.
Charlotte found one, roll percentile dice.
Percentiles.
96.
Ooh, okay, roll again.
That could be good.
47.
That's a dagger. In a scabbard. And it's immaculate. Like, even though it was buried under a pile of dirt and bones, it's not dirty at all.
That hints magic.
I put super nice.
Yep.
It's
not gem encrusted or anything like that, but it just it stayed clean, even though it was in a dirty
pile.
Super nice.
Okay, Arden.
Ready for me now?
Yes,
yep,
roll.
Go.
Come on.
Okay. 105. 84.
Okay, roll again.
16.
It's a short sword.
Another short sword.
You could keep it.
Are you keeping it or not?
No. Well, put it in the party tree. I already have gems.
Roll.
64.
83. Okay. It's a shield.
Ooh.
Great shield.
I don't really use shields.
Huh?
I have my own shield.
What?
I have my own shield.
I do shields.
28.
How many rolls did you get?
5. I roll max.
28.
He got 83 before 28.
83?
No. 83 was for the last one.
Okay, 23.
So 28.
28, okay.
32.
It's a scroll. 32.
Yep. Clerical.
No, mage.
It's probably
any
mage.
Spell.
Pretty consistently mage.
The number one.
I don't remember if it's 83 or 31. Really. 37.
Gosh dang it.
It's probably a scroll again, isn't it?
Nope.
Oh, it's not. 93.
It's a platinum banded ring with a red stone set in the top. And then there's a crown set on top of the red stone.
I'm keeping that one. Get ready down in a second. I want to finish these.
Write down the crown ring.
Wait, I got a question.
Yes.
Does my unicorn what magic items do? Like, not asking for that reason, but for the mark. My unicorn. Because she can detect magic, you know, magic items, but can she detect what the magic does?
No.
Okay, I got pro 7.
Found a pouch.
94.
Okay. The pouch has.
Should you put him out?
15 gold and 10 silver.
Put him right there.
That was 5. Yeah.
That might have been 5.
I got a short sword, a shield.
That should be one more.
Roll,
ring,
pouch. That's 5.
Okay.
The only thing I kept was the ring. Everything else was like.
So I'm putting the gold and the money in the treasure?
Yep.
Okay, how much was it again?
15 silver and 15 gold and 10 silver.
And then...
Okay, and then there would have been time when you came back, if they told you what they were doing, you could have searched the island as well. Do you want to do that real quick?
Sure.
And then if everybody else wants to start cleaning up, this will be our last thing. Roll 3d3. So 3d6.
You don't want cookies?
3d3. So you roll 3d6.
You gotta figure out how many you get.
Yep, okay. Yep. Okay, roll high.
Two.
No, that's only one. Not that good.
Six.
Oh, that's good. So you're going to get one.
And one.
Alright, so you find one thing of interest. Roll percentile dice.
One thing?
Yep. 3, 1, 1. Yep.
Anybody want cookies?
That's the 2d10. And 2d10.
I don't
know.
What is it?
Chick-fil-A cookies.
Cookies?
37.
37?
Yeah.
Okay, roll again.
I got 61.
Thanks a lot. 61, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a silver and gold ring that's actually in two pieces, and they lay next to each other, and they kind of interconnect when you put them on. If somebody puts them on.
Two pieces of a gold
and
silver ring.
Yep.
I'm assuming you're recording it because you're keeping it.
Are you keeping it, or are you putting in part of treasure?
I'm gonna keep it, and if I find out what if it's magic or not, then, you know, like just for its worth, you know. But yeah.
My ring sounded cool, so that's why I guess.
What rings don't?
The ring has a red rock on it.
I've,
so cool.
I've pretty
it's
much
a red rock with a.
I've pretty much come to the conclusion that anytime anybody finds a ring in this party, there will just be silver.
Probably.
It's easy to hide.
I don't think I get it from the gunner's
rings are easy to hide. I mean,
yes, it's not about hiding them from your friends.
You
it's about finding where they best fit is. And who can.
Well,
one
that was
it's easy to hide. I shall
steal
it.
Right, we can figure out what
this
person,
this random person's wedding ring, very easy to hide. I think I'll steal it.
Damage.
We can figure out what it does. Like if somebody, you know,
so like sometimes they'll be like +1/+2 versus giants, or +1/+3 versus lycanthropes, things like that.
This concludes this episode of Low Moon Uprising, second generation role-playing in a 30-plus years old role-playing campaign, first edition AD&D. I hope you enjoyed yourself. We've defended the Kest estate once again, but you may have noticed at least one character who got bitten by the sea wolves. And whether or not they'll pay any attention to that or that will have ramifications upcoming in the future is hard to say. We are less than a week from the full moon, after all. Well, it appears that they'll return Edudad's alchemy supplies, but without Oa. Poor girl, didn't make it. The caravan seems to have been doomed from the start, but the goods are going to make it through, or so it would seem. We'll find out in the next episodes of Low Moon Uprising. Low Moon Uprising is put on for you by the Christian Games team of New Heights Fellowship Baptist Church in Toledo, Ohio. You can check us out at churchtoledo.com. There are always new gaming groups starting up, some of them starting up in Low Moon. So, wherever you are, I hope you're reaching new heights in Jesus. If you'd like to connect with us in a partnership, text PARTNER to 419-419-0095. If you'd like to give to the ministry, simply...
Stay tuned for more Low Moonian adventures.
Simply text GIVE to that same phone number, 419-419-0095. And select a dollar amount you can give on your debit or credit card. You can also give online on churchtoledo.com. God bless you as you reach new heights in Jesus, and may a little fantasy be added to your Christian reality.